If you thought that Scotland's beaches were principally a place where we fought losing battles with the wind and sieved gritty sandwiches through our chattering teeth, it is time to think again. Big Things on the Beach is a Portobello community arts-based initiative. It's been set up by local people. Now, this year, three brand new commissions are going to be launched under the banner Imagine Porty Prom. Before we hear more about the commissions themselves, let's hear from the artist responsible for the very first one, launched this Saturday, incidentally. The stunning Victorian Portobello Baths will be transformed by stroke. This is an animated artwork which will be projected across the darkened pool surface. Sounds amazing. Here's installation artist Michael Pinsky explaining where he drew his inspiration from.
Well, I used to live quite near to Edinburgh as a child, and then I left Scotland when I was about 18. But I used to go swimming in the old Art Deco outdoor pool that was in Portobello, and that had a very strong impression on me when I was young. Apparently it was heated by the local power station, but it always felt absolutely freezing to me. So when I went back to Portobello, which I hadn't been to for over 20 years, that had gone, and a lot of the kind of quite tacky but very bright and lively parts of Portobello had disappeared, and now it's in the process of being gentrified. And at that point I found this Victorian pool, which I never knew existed there. And I thought it'd be interesting to tie in the history, the kind of industrial heritage of Portobello, with what's happening there at the moment. So in a way, this piece becomes some sort of memory of what was there before. When people walk into the installation, they're going to find themselves in a much darker space than they used to. They're going to come in at the balcony level and look down on the pool, and inside the pool there'll be many, many different types of activities projected in the space through the water to the bottom of the pool. And it'll seem like these projected figures, which have start to look more like sea life, are contained within the pool itself, and they'll have their own kind of relationships with each other. And there will be the possibility for some people to swim in the pool with the projection. So there'll be a blending between reality and this kind of virtual recreation of what I've recorded in advance. I've had a lot of support from the various clubs that are currently hosted in Portobello Swimming Pool. And I was particularly interested in the Synchronised Swimming Club, because the heritage of the original Art Deco pool was also at the heyday of synchronised swimming and Busby Berkeley, and, you know, these fantastic displays of swimming ballet. And there's the team there are very good. It's a really difficult thing to do, synchronized swimming, and when you see them practicing, you realize how hard it is to swim through a pool with two legs in the air. And they did a lot of maneuvers for me, which I've now isolated and then re-edited into this piece. And there's also the Life Saving Club and various clubs that are just practicing swimming up and down the pool in quite a determined manner. I think for a lot of people, when they come, I'm hoping that they find it quite a meditative experience in a way. It's quite addictive looking at these characters swimming about in the pool. And also just for them to see the pool in a new light. It was renovated about 12 years ago, and it's really quite beautiful in terms of its architecture. So just spend time there looking at the physical construction of the space and what's happening in the pool.
That was so relaxing. I felt like I'd gone for a little swim there. Michael Pinsky talking about his installation. It's called Stroke, and it opens this Saturday. With me now, project manager of Big Things on the Beach, Susan Grant, and director Damien Killeen. Lovely to have you with us, guys. Susan, first of all, I have to say it sounds absolutely amazing, this installation. Have you been privy to it coming together?
Yeah, the Big Things on the Beach commissioning group is made up of locals, so I work with them to select the artists, and we selected Michael on his past work, which has been quite varied and very interesting. So we're very much looking forward to seeing what he comes up with this weekend at Portobello Pool.
Oh, magical it sounds, absolutely. But Damien, tell me about the history of Big Things on the Beach. How did it all come about? For starts, I love the title.
Thank you very much. Well, Big Things on the Beach is actually a group of people who came together in about 2003. As part of the ongoing conversations in the community about what Portobello needs or what we'd like to see happen in the future. This group decided that what we would like to see is a greater involvement of artists in the life of our community. So we've formed ourselves into a public arts trust, which would be capable of commissioning artists. And we've commissioned several artists since 2003 to create a variety of works in Portobello, particularly on and around the beach and the promenade, very much in public space. In the course of doing that, we've trained ourselves in the technical business and the background of commissioning. And the original group of people have involved more of our neighbours in taking part in the commissioning process. And any artist who comes now to present their idea to us will find that, as well as trustees of Big Things on the Beach or members of our commissioning group, there may well be just other members of the public who are interested in what's going on, sitting in on their presentation and asking them questions about what it is they're proposing to do.
Mm. Susan, under the umbrella of Big Things, you've launched Imagine Porty Prom. What's the thinking behind that?
Imagine Porty Prom is a year-long project which aims to engage users of the prom, both local and from elsewhere, to imagine what Porty Prom might look like in the future and feel like in the future, including what kind of artworks that might feature in the area. The aim of it is to get people to creatively address these questions, and we're helping people to look at the possibilities for the future through the three main commissions, and all the answers that people are going to give us to these questions are feeding into a long-term public art plan that we're getting authored with public art consultants.
And tell me more about the two other commissions and when we're going to be able to see them.
The second commission, after Michael's work, is going to be launched the May Day Bank Holiday weekend, the 1st, 2nd, 3rd of May. And it's a giant inflatable avatar, if you can imagine. It's kept secret, the current form of it, but it's designed and being created by an artist duo called Grennan and Sperandio, who are primarily comic book artists, and so that's going to be presented on the beach on the 1st of May.
Wonderful. Are you still looking for people to get involved with events, or is it all kind of sewn up for this year?
No, we're always looking for people to help run the events, to volunteer, but also to get involved in the community engagement programme. We're always looking for people to, for example, we've had a lot of help stewarding the events that are coming up from locals. And so anyone who wants to get involved, if they can get in contact with us through the website, which is bigthingsonthebeach.org.uk.
Damien, what sort of response have you had from the local community over these projects? Are they really embracing it?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the first commission that we made involved the creation of a tidal clock out on the beach. It was fairly abstract work in some ways, and we really wondered what people were going to make of it. And that wondering had some edge to it because we all live in the area and people know where we live. And if they don't like something, we're going to hear about it very, very quickly. And we've been really gratified by the response of the community as a whole. They seem very warm to the fact that there's new energy coming into the area and that the imagination is being explored. And we just have a constant stream of people who are either wanting to find out more or are wanting to find out how they can get directly involved.
Wonderful. Yeah. An arty bunch they are. Listen, we're going to have to let it go there, but it sounds fascinating, I've got to say. Susan and Damien, thank you for making time for us. And as we heard from Michael Pinsky a few minutes ago, his installation Stroke on at the Portobello Baths in Edinburgh this Saturday promises to be absolutely stunning. Catch it if you get the chance. More details and bigthingsonthebeach.org.uk.